I can feel His mighty power, this great. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Let's sing it together. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. One last time, embodied here tonight. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel and His grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I'm sure thankful for that tonight. Otherwise, it's just a gathering. So we sure appreciate the presence of the Lord. And we've got several prayer requests tonight. And first of all, though, we've got some testimonies to share with you. Brother Fred Perry would like us to know that Belinda Perry is my aunt. She lives in South Carolina. We prayed for her Saturday. She's out of the hospital and doing well. So we thank the Lord for that. Just wanted to praise the Lord for answering the saints who prayed for my mom. Her surgery was successful, and she is currently recovering. Sister Wanda Batman turns that in. So we thank the Lord for that. And here's a testimony in advance. Brother Keith Phillips wants to thank the Lord for healing him. So we praise the Lord in advance for Keith Phillips. Ben Goulds has an unspoken prayer request. Like for us to pray about. Also, Brother Jerry Phillips, very sick, can't be in the service tonight. Brother Baker turns in a request for his wife, Sister Christine, had a gallbladder attack. She had to take her to the ER Sunday night. They've also found some kidney stones and a spot on her liver. She has to go to a surgeon tomorrow to find out when they can operate. They're praying for a miracle. So let's remember the Baker family. Stacy Hensley requests prayer for sickness, also some upcoming dental surgery. Let's remember her. Sister Sharon Vicatrave lives in Durban, South Africa. Asked if we would pray for her and her child Hayden. The father will not let her see him or talk to him. So let's ask God to move for that. Sister Sharon Binkley is having foot surgery tomorrow. Please pray that all goes well and for a speedy recovery. Please pray for Leah Clark. She fell on gravel today, hurt her knees, hands, hip, and chest, very skinned up and sore. Sister Bonnie Potter turns that in. And I think that's it for the prayer request. We stand tonight, Brother Terry Horn, if you wouldn't mind to come and pray over these needs tonight.
Thank you, brother. So good to be here one more time. Amen. How many of you really been looking forward to the service tonight? Amen. What we expect, that's what we're going to get. Let's ask the Lord, you join your faith with me as we pray. I'm just leading in prayer. You pray also. Want to put 1,000 to flight, 2,000 to 10,000. You just believe and we'll see some testimonies come out of these. Heavenly Father, as we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, first of all, we want to invite your presence. The prophet told us many times, said, before we ask you to petition, we want to thank you for how much you mean to us. And Lord, now that would take many, many hours, days, weeks, months to be able to sufficiently express what you mean to us, Lord, but Let me just say, Father, we collectively thank you that you sent us a messenger. You sent us guidance. You sent us the revelation of the light. Lord, you sent us illumination that we might know how to walk in a very, very dark hour. God, we're so thankful for these wonderful things you've done for us. We're thankful you put a desire in our heart to come to the house of God. We're happy, Lord, that we are not out in the Laodicean age, Lord, under the spirit of lukewarmness. And Lord, we're not under the bondage of legalism. Lord, we're not under the bondage of Arminianism, Lord, but thank Father that you've given us an understanding of the truth, the right in the balance. And Lord, but Father, how thankful we are that the things that you have given to us, Lord, we don't have to wonder, are they the truth? Maybe they could be the truth, Lord, because they've been vindicated by a messenger that you sent. They're right in the Word of God. Yes, many of the things have been hid down through the ages, now been revealed, and many things you restored us back that's been lost because of false teaching. But all these wonderful things, Lord, we're so happy to be here. Now, Lord, these requests that we are been read, I pray for that sister's request in South Africa. You know the need there for that children, the visitation rights, whatever it might be. Work, Lord, and move in that behalf, and may that situation be corrected. And Lord, we have a sickness in the building. Some of them serious, some of them not so serious, but you're an ever-present help in a time of trouble. Lord, I just pray that you anoint our brother as he speaks tonight, our visiting minister. Lord, I pray that you would give him the anointing, give him the understanding. May he not have to search for words, but may we just have a wonderful time of fellowship around the Word of God tonight. And when we leave the building, we can say it's been good to be in the house of God because we look forward to coming to the house of God. We want to divorce what happened today. We don't want to think about what we might have to face tomorrow. But Lord, we might leave here from tonight. It's 6 and 9 somewhere around the world. We don't know when the rapture is going to take place. We don't have to go home for anything. We could leave from right here. Grant these things, Lord. May we just, our visitors, those that are with us among our ranks, is from in Canada, Brother Weems and different ones, pray that you just bless them and help each one of us, Lord. May we not take for granted any service that we're in, but truly we're thankful that we have privilege and freedom still to worship according to dictates of our heart. Bless, Lord, your word. It's already anointed. Bring it to our hearts. Give us revelation tonight, and truly it'll be good to be in the house of God. We thank you for the invitation to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Terry. You can be seated tonight. Sing this with me tonight. Well, the crowd was great, but she knew she had to reach him. It was her last hope of ever being here. She pressed through the crowd until she touched his garment. Oh, right then and there, her miracle was fulfilled. There's a miracle in the making. Would like to come tonight, lift the offering tonight. I think Brother Fred Perry has a song for us tonight. If you'd come and be getting ready to sing, and then Sister Jessica Benton, I think, has a song when he's finished. If you could make your way on up to the platform and be getting ready to sing, let's sing this song together in D, As the Deer. How many are thirsting after him tonight? We're in the right place to drink, to feed. Brother Jewel Forney's back there tonight. And as he said, he'll helicopter in and out here in a minute, and I know we'll be fed. Looking forward to what would Lord would have for us tonight. Let's sing this, As the Deer.
Well, as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longs after thee. Desire, and I long to worship thee. And you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You desire, and I long to worship thee. You are my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are my king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. And you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire. And I want you more than gold or silver, only you. real joy giver and the apple of my eye.
Raise your hands, sing it to Him tonight.
And you alone are my strength, my shield. You alone made my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship Thee.
Bless you, Brother Fred.
I've been holding this song for about 2 months in my heart. This is my first Happy Valley song that I've written. Well, I just put it together. All the ministers wrote it. Brother Wes was number one. Brother Terry Horn will be number two. And then Brother David will be number three. And then our lovely pastor, Brother Donnie Reagan, actually inspired the course. I may not fit in anybody's program, but I sure fit in God's. God's amazing grace found me. Oh, God's amazing grace found me. For He sent His love to chase after me, till God's amazing grace found me. Lost and undone, without hope in the sun, for the word I could not see. But from Adam to Noah, God revealed His plan. Then His grace took me by the hand. And God's amazing grace found me. Oh, God's amazing grace found me. For He sent His love to chase after me, till God's amazing grace found me. Now I look neither here nor there, for I didn't think the Lord really cared, for I was running in their race until I saw Him face to face. Then God's amazing grace showed me the way. And God's amazing grace found me. Oh, God's amazing grace found me. For He sent was blind, but now I see. For Satan had me bound, but in spite of what you found, God's amazing grace saved me. Oh, God's amazing grace found me. Oh, God's amazing grace found me. For he sent his love to chase after me, till God's amazing grace found me.
Take me back to the day I met you, when my dead heart came alive. You were running and you came chasing. You couldn't wait to take me back. So I'll sing of a grace that's still amazing, and I'll dance like a child before the King. I'll shout like I've heard it for the first time. You have come to save the lost at last. And you are the God who always takes me back. Take me back to the day I saw you, eyes of my first child. You let my heart see how much you love me. My father's arms will always take me back. So I'll sing of a grace that's still amazing. I'll dance like a child before the King, and I'll shout like I've heard it for the first time. You have come to save the lost at last, and you are the God who always takes me back. Take me home to a place I'll know soon, where sin and sorrow cannot go. And all your family forever standing in the glory of the God who takes us back. Like like I've heard it for the first time. You have come to save the lost at last. So I will sing of a grace that's still amazing. And I'll dance like a child before my King. And I'll shout like I've heard. Are the God who always takes me back. You are my God, you always take me back.
Song tonight. Let's stand, get ready as Brother Jewel Forney comes out to preach to us tonight. Let's sing Take Up Your Cross. What key does that say on that? There's a G. G. Let's sing Take Up Your Cross and Follow Jesus. Well, take up your cross. Follow Jesus. Take up your cross.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Brother Bram tells us most people only see three crosses, but actually there were four. Every human being identified on the earth today is identified in one of those four crosses. There was three on Golgotha, but there was another one hanging over on another hill. Judas Iscariot was hanging himself on that. I want to be identified hanging on the right side of the word, though, don't you? Remember me when you come into your kingdom. Happy to be in the house of God tonight? Happy to be the house of God? Praise the Lord. Brother Jewel's going to come speak for us tonight. Let's just continue to sing this chorus together, and we'll ask our brother just to come and want to pull on the gift of God. I know you have needs in your heart and your life tonight before the Lord. So we just open ourselves and see what the Lord will speak to our hearts together. Take up your cross. Oh, take up your cross. Each and every day. Don't be ashamed to say that.
take up your cross. And the Bible says, follow Jesus. And one thing about it, we know we follow Jesus, we can't go wrong. Praise God. So we just want to say tonight, we thank the Lord for being in service with you. It's been a little while, but God still is moving. Amen. Appreciate Brother Donnie giving us the opportunity to share the word with you this evening. We're just looking for God to do great things. Amen. I just got this little gadget that Brother Timmy DeBarnett told me, say, Brother Jack Cole, use it. I said, nah, nah. Well, Jack Cole ain't got nothing on me tonight. So we thank God for that. I told him this is the best thing I ever had right here. So we thank God, and I just trust God we can say something to be a blessing to you this evening. Just looking forward to it. I appreciate the Lord Jesus. I'm not going to go, you know my style, I'm a helicopter, so I'm going to get out of the way. I told him the other week, I said, we got three types of preachers in the message, don't find out. We got a helicopter, airplane, now we got space shuttles. I say the airplane take about 30 minutes to land, helicopter don't take but just up and down. Airplane take about 30 minutes or so to get on the ground. They say it take over an hour to land a space shuttle. So when he landed, you might go into two different messages. So by God's grace, so you got a helicopter tonight, so y'all be praying for us. If you got your Bibles, I'm going to go right to the Word of God this evening. And I'm going to read from the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis, the third chapter. And I'm going to begin reading it. Verse 21 down to 24. Then I'm going to read from the book of Ephesians 1, verses 1 to 3. Ephesians 1, verse 1 to 3. But Genesis, the third chapter, verse 21. It reads like this. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove man out the man. He placed at the east of the garden of Eden a cherubim and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Let us go to Ephesians 1. Ephesians, the first chapter, Ephesians. Praise God, yes. Ephesians 1, starting at verse 1. It said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed who? You just saw your name. So next time the devil come to you, he was talking about me. Hallelujah. Who have blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, help me one more time to yield my body, my mind, my spirit, my soul to you, O Father. O God, I trust, God, that you would take this service in your hands, Father. O God, speak to your people tonight. You know the need that's in this body. Father God, you know the things that this church been through, Lord. But God, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, to have full preeminence of this service. Now, Father, as your servant, I give you all my strength this evening. Use it for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated one moment. Thank the Lord for the reading of the Word of God this evening. And like where the Bible's here, the Bible says that God drove man out. Hallelujah. In other words, Adam, we see the condition that Adam and Eve were. They had come to a condition of, they had rejected, done what God commanded them not to do. And we find in the scripture that God is driving them out. Let me take this coat off. You can't work a fight with a coat on. Amen. Praise God. Brother David taking his coat off. He getting ready to fight too, I guess. Hallelujah. So we begin to look here. We find here that when man fell here, that we see that God came down and God made him cold. He made him took skin and he took a beast and God clothed man with. Something had died. Hallelujah. Something died that man could live. Hallelujah. In other words, Adam didn't walk out with life. He walked out with blood. Something died in his place. If I had a title, let me, before I get started, I want to talk about resurrection of a divine atmosphere. Hallelujah. In other words, so God drove Adam out here. What did Adam do? What did Adam have on him? I want you to notice here, Adam walked in the garden and he was naked. Hallelujah. Had no clothes on. But it was an atmosphere so divine, so holy. It was so pure that Adam and Eve didn't even know. I was not even conscious of this. Hallelujah. You know what? Adam had an atmosphere that he should not never got old. Adam should never had got sick. Hallelujah. They should not. He should have never been able to say, I had a headache. I got a backache. Adam should have been able to walk in perfect love, perfect unity, hallelujah, in a perfect body. Hallelujah, but we find here when Satan came in. Hallelujah, what did he do? What did Satan do to man? How did he conquer man? When he got man, just changed the atmosphere. I want you to notice here, how you know that Adam changed the atmosphere? Because you remember when man fell, and God, and he heard the voice of God walking in the garden. Hallelujah, the divine presence of Almighty God walking in the garden. And Adam said, I heard your voice walking in the garden and I hid myself because I was afraid. He spoke fear. The atmosphere was changing. Hallelujah. In other words, God never gave Adam the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. It was showing that another atmosphere was taking over the garden because man fell. Fear began to grip man. And ever since then, we've been fighting against the spirit of fear. Every time we get up, you got to fight this devil. Hallelujah. And we try to pretend, oh, I'm not afraid. People, I'll tell you what, fear is there. You flying over the land and ocean. You lay back in your seat. And the plane go, poof, out. They think, you know, and they get real bad. I done got so bad flying that I start praying. God, I ain't going to tell you that this whole body begin to think. This thing go down. I want to make sure I'm under the blood. Hallelujah. In other words, but you see what I'm saying, people? We all, some time or another, we come up under this fallen nature or this fallen atmosphere. How do you call fear? But I want to tell you what, people, God trying to carry us back to a heavenly place, a heavenly atmosphere. That world ain't going to be nothing but peace. So one of these days, he wanted to get up with a revelation. Won't it be a time? Atmosphere. That's what we're talking about, atmosphere here. And there were me, and as I begin to go here, that's what I was saying. When Adam walked out of the presence of God, if Adam would have stayed in God's presence, in the atmosphere he was in, he could have lived in a sinful body and had eternal life. But he drove him from his presence, and he put a flaming sword that kicked away of the tree of life until time come. Hallelujah. It was going to come a time God was going to break the seal on that. Hallelujah. So we begin to go here. As I begin to take the thought on these things, on divine atmosphere. So we begin to go here. Look here, the prophet God uses out of the future home. And people wonder what we're going to do about the problem. We, only thing I can tell you to do is change the atmosphere. How are you going to, you know, when we're trying to solve a problem, when the problem is the atmosphere that we live under is already cursed. It's already satanic inspired. How can you get something good out of something that ain't no good? Hallelujah. You see, go to the future home. He said, page 11, I read this right here. He said, Satan is still here. He's still here for right now. Oh yeah, he's still doing his job. But he ain't got long. How did he know he ain't got long? So he opened up everything he can to try to stop the people of God to keep us living below our privileges. How to keep us living like popular when we should be living like sons of God. Satan fights us every day with diseases, with sicknesses, with fear. But I will tell you what, people, the sons of God is recognizing who they are now. He said, that's the reason all these things is happening. He is still here. And all of his evil forces are still here. Notice that's why the earth now is so filthy. What's good about this earth? Polluted germs, sickness, diseases. You can't touch nothing today. It's so filthy here. Hallelujah. And that's why the scum and the scum and didn't even, that word right there, didn't quite know it. And things that goes on, bloodshed, politics. How can you get politics to be clean when that very devil that's here that's controlling it? How do people, there's no way to clean this thing up. It got to take a heavenly atmosphere to come down in this realm and clean this thing up. Hallelujah. You said, Brother Joe, what's going on? Hallelujah. Why are we having so much problem? Why are we having so much trouble? Why this nation is coming so corrupt? I said, this nation is coming so corrupt. Hallelujah. What you seen back there when that seed was rejected, when they rejected the word in 1956, 1957, it was in a little infancy stand. But now you got the harvest time. You got the crop. When they rejected the word, we are looking at what's taking place now because we rejected. Hallelujah, he says here, politics, sin, adultery, all kinds of filthies goes on. It's because that Satan is the ruler of this world, of this earth, excuse me, and this atmosphere. So now we got a problem. The problem is what we're living under is satanic inspired. Why you say, I feel such a time of such a battle, such a power influence in my mind that I never feel before. What it is? Why did I hear these demons? Why did I hear demons speaking? Because you are under the power of this atmosphere. Page 12. Future homie says, both the heavens and the earth is now, the earth is now contaminated with devils. They can't accuse us. Everywhere we go, the demonic power is telling us we're not a son of God. Oh, look at all our mistakes we made. Look at all this what you done wrong. How do you just stay there all day long? A battle when you wake up in the morning and a battle when you lay down at night. Hallelujah, what he's doing? He's trying to attack your mind. He's trying to get you to say a word and say, I can't overcome, so he can come and do it because he don't know what's on the inside of you. Hallelujah, that's why Paul said, let the weak say I'm strong. Hallelujah. Let you say greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, because we gotta take back this. Hallelujah. He can't accuse us before God. And Jesus is there making intercession for us. I believe we forget about that. See, like we forget about that. Jesus is there making intercession for us. He's telling us, the word telling us, don't say I'm defeated. Hallelujah. He's telling them, he's sending thoughts down here. Don't say I'm afraid. Hallelujah. Don't say I cannot overcome. Hallelujah. But we here, the Abraham said, you cannot overcome. Hallelujah. You're going to fall. Hallelujah. You cannot stand. And God said, tell the devil, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Keep pointing fingers. They did this. They did that. They did this. But the blood still covered. Song says, I'm covered by the blood. Adam was covered by the blood when he walked out of the presence of God. He had lambskin blood was covering him. And when we come back to the presence of God, we are covered by blood. That bloody word of the Son of Man, we are bleeding with blood. The word bleeds for you. So every time you say, I'm an overcomer, the word is bleeding for you. You are covering yourself by your confession. Hallelujah, says here. He says, I'm covered, but the blood still covered. He came to redeem that elect that he foresaw. Hallelujah, that's why it's so filthy today. Hallelujah, so we begin to look at these things right here. Atmospheres. That we want to talk about a little bit about atmosphere. Hallelujah, because what made Jesus different from us? That he was a divine atmosphere in a body called Christ. Hallelujah, God was indwelling that body. That body was a man. It could feel, it could eat, it could weep. But I want to tell you, when that body said, Lazarus, come forth, there was something released. Hallelujah, you'll begin to realize here Jesus was a divine atmosphere in himself. Hallelujah, you know the word. Everything that God, all our trials, all our down, everything that we go in trouble and we get under pressure, all those things called by fallen atmospheres. You know, man, and I begin to look at them things here. And I begin to realize here, and I begin to look at the word, as I begin to look at the word of God. Even it tells us in Ephesians 2. What made us walk out to the world? Ephesians 2 said we walked to the course of the world. Right. Hallelujah. What made us do it? Hallelujah. In the word. And by nature. Right. By nature. Fallen atmosphere. And by nature, we were the children of wrath. How eating that under the head had no hope in all these things. But God is rich in mercy. Hallelujah. I want to bring you back to where you come from. Hallelujah. You come from God and you're going back to God. Devil might fight you, but he can't stop you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We begin to look here. We find here and we begin to look at this atmosphere here. Even Jesus' body had to fight this demon. And we think, well, you say, but Brother Jewel, I'm losing the battle. You're losing the battle because you're creating the losers. You're losing the battle because you want to lose. You can't. Every time I see you, you're a loser. Hallelujah, I can't do it. I'm not going to be no good no way. I cannot quit the habit I got. How long did it take you to figure that out? How long did it take you to figure out you couldn't do it yourself? Hallelujah. That's why I come to Jesus today. And I said, Lord, I know I can't do it, but I'm going to surrender myself to the power of the Holy Ghost. Like I say, Jesus himself, he was tempted by the same power we are tempted. And that's where we find here, Satan fighted Jesus in atmospheres. He fought him in atmosphere. Here go Jesus hungry. Here he was weak. Here he was tired. And when people get that way, you know, we get hungry sometimes. We get weak. We get tired. It's hard to pray. It's hard to break through. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get so weak and we get so, God bless you, soldier. Hallelujah. In other words, we get so weak and we get so tired and we don't feel like, I don't even feel like I'm a Christian today. Hallelujah. In other words, hallelujah, at your weakest moment. Hallelujah. When we get the weakest, sometimes we think, Lord, I'm defeated. At your weakest moment, that's when God is testing your faith. Hallelujah. At your weakest moment, that's when God sends down power. That's when God sends down revelation. Hallelujah. They're quickening you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, wicked moment. Devil came to him and says, the same battle we fight, mental in the mind. Same battle that Eve fought was in the mind. Hallelujah, even though that Satan had a body he would use, but the spirit, the words are spirits. Hallelujah, that beast was not, in other words, Satan was using the beast's body. The beast didn't even have a soul. That fallen angel was there. Speaking words to call Eve to get called up in a demonic atmosphere. Hallelujah. In other words, that same power, that same spirit that spoke to Eve came back to Jesus. Hallelujah. Using that same power. a darkness. It says here, "How deep is the way, if thou be the Son of God." You know, we got too many ifs in our revelation. It ain't no if I am. How do we need to stop quit saying if? If I got the Holy Ghost, you ain't got the Holy Ghost. Well, you say if I got it. You either got it if you don't got it. How do if I got it? Let me say I got it. How do I got the Holy Ghost? By His grace, I got the Holy Ghost. But look at your body. I ain't talking about my body. I'm talking about my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He goes and says, "If thou be the Son of God, commanded these sons to be made bread." The atmosphere. Tacking Jesus in the atmosphere. What did Jesus say? He goes back into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. It was unseen to the natural eyes. But there were two powers fighting. Darkness and light met again. Satan and Jesus met again by words. Jesus said, "It is written." Hallelujah. He fight him in the atmosphere with words. "It is written. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that be seen out of the mouth of God." Satan, whoa. Whew. Where did that come from? He knew his position. Then he found here, Satan carries him up on a great high mountain. We know the story. Quoted Psalms 91. You see what the devil, the scripture says this, but who quoting it? So don't believe me, Satan quotes scripture. Do you realize that ever atheist knows the scripture? I mean, drunks that know the scripture. I had a guy, man, he was nothing but a drunk, man. You talking about can quote this Bible? Don't be caught up because the maker quote the message in the Bible. Hallelujah. We're not living by quotes. We're living by the life of the quote. Hallelujah. It ain't the quote that's changing you. It's the man, the person of Christ that's living in His Word that's changing us. But Jesus knew who He was. And Jesus knew that the atmosphere was greater in Him than it was in Satan. So He said, "Let me put you in the place. Don't you tempt the Lord thy God. Don't you tempt the Lord thy God." Satan said, "Uh-huh." He said, "Y'all got you." So this time Satan opened up, he threw the lid off hell. Hallelujah, he threw the lid at this nation when he tore the lid off hell. He tempted him with every demon that a man can be tempted with. "I give you all this, the beauty and the kingdoms of this world." What was the battle? He carried him on a high mountain. Have you ever thought about that? Satan carried Jesus on a high mountain. Before he spoke to him. You know why he carried him on a high mountain? Because he knew that's what God and speak the prophecy. Moses met him on a mountain. Had Abraham met him on a mountain. Satan was impersonating God. Hallelujah. He carried him up there and tried to become God. Oh, people, you say, "Brother Joel, hallelujah, I'm on a mountain," but make sure you're speaking to God. Hallelujah. Make sure it's God that got you up there. Hallelujah. Well, I'm on a mountain. I got blessed with four Cadillac. Hallelujah. Oh. I ain't gonna say you can't be blessed. But I guarantee if you're blessed, you're gonna have a life behind it. Hallelujah. Here he was carrying Jesus on this mountain. And he released demon powers. And no demon powers say, "I give you all this. All I want you to do is prostrate yourself and make me God. Prostrate yourself. I give you all of this if you make up excuses not to come to church. I give you all this if you get two jobs so you say, 'I got to get all I can get so I don't have to come to church.' I give you all this if I buy a yoke of cow and I can't make it. I just married a wife. I can't make it. All you got to do is prostrate yourself and make me God." You say there's more than one way to make him God. When you start missing church, you make it Satan God. Hallelujah. When you miss it, I believe that people get sick. I'm not a fanatic. But a lot of times it's just excuses. Hallelujah. You say, "Brother Joe, what are you doing?" That excuse that you worship is becoming your God. Every time you turn around, you got an excuse. But there was no excuse with Jesus. He knew who he was. Hallelujah, he knew who he was. to fall down and worship Satan was to give Satan that position. How many of them gave Satan that position? How many of them quit church and gave Satan that position? For Satan not to assemble yourself together that much and more as you see the day approaching. How many of them say, oh, I ain't going to church no more. This message is wrong. How this message is false. I'm leaving this message right here. You are giving Satan a position. How many people give Satan a position in their prayer life, in the reading the Bible? How they ain't got time for it no more? They not got time for it no more. Hallelujah, people. We have gave Satan a position of becoming God by not having time for God. Amen. Brother Brad said, how are we going to fall today? He used the word. He said, we're going to prostitute our time away. Amen. I got to take a vacation every service. Don't let that become your God. We gotta have people, it's a late hour right now. You better make sure you got this word and been wrapped up, tied up, and take it up in Jesus. But Jesus said, it is written, I worship the Lord thy God and him only. I say, him only shall I serve. Hallelujah, I don't care if my wife don't go, it ain't gonna hinder me. If my mama don't go, it don't hinder me. The song said, hallelujah, I done made up my mind. Hallelujah, it's an individual prayer. Hallelujah, you say, well, my wife don't want to go to this church no more. Then let your wife go. I'm going because I can hear the word, and the word is calling me up higher. Hallelujah, it ain't about you and wife, it's about you and God now. Hallelujah. Atmosphere. I say here. You know, in the scripture, we had a lot of people. We find here, even in the Old Testament, God revealed himself by atmosphere. He refined the story here. Here go the prophet Aaron takes this dead stick. No life in it. What good would it? You probably throw it in the fire and burn it with most with thought. But God said, take this dead stick. How they carry it behind the Shekinah glory. How they, what an atmosphere is not given by man light. It ain't given by man. It ain't given by seven golden candlestick. It's on the outside there. The holy of holies here. How to, in the word, the candlestick light. It could go out. It could get smoky. But there was a light behind the veil. That was the Shekinah glory. That had a divine atmosphere. And he took a dead stick. Oh, hallelujah. He went and laid it in there. He laid it in there beside the Ark of the Covenant. Hallelujah. No, that had it come back in the next morning. Not only was the stick had budded. Hallelujah. Not only was the stick resurrected. It had budded and it had fruit. I say, praise God. I say, if God can lay a dead stick in the atmosphere of Almighty God, my God could lay Abraham's body and Sarah's body and change it back young. If God can change that body back young, God can change us back the same way. Hallelujah. People, why you say this? Brother said, called up in heavenly places is the bride position. In other words, I got heaven on my mind. Hallelujah, I got heaven on my mind. He said, Brother Joe, what you trying to say? I'm trying to say the world is becoming so demonic, coming so evil, that is lately all that's been on my mind is heaven. What it is. It's rapture time, church. Hallelujah, they rapture time. Let me use a couple illustrations before I hit my punchline, but here we are, we find here. Here go this lady, she was caught in demonic power. She was in a bad state. No doubt the legalist was talking about her. Probably the Pharisees said, they probably could look down there and say, I ain't going down there, that woman right there, she ain't no good in our neighborhood. Hallelujah, we ought to stone her, but they let her. But Jesus met a woman at the well. Hallelujah. I have need to go down there. There's a seed under that earth. He didn't come to quicken the earth. He come to quicken the earth that's clothed by a divine seed that can receive the sunlight of the Son of Man. Here she come down there to get her water. You know, maybe them prostitutes come by. They went in the atmosphere. Was nothing to quicken. Hey, none seed can't be quickened. Hallelujah. In the word, none seed can't be quickened. Here they were. They come and got in. Jesus never said a word. But here come a woman, life was messed up. Her body was messed up. Her spirit was messed up. But down below the surface, That was an atmosphere, a seed that came from God. Hallelujah. That the devil cannot touch. Oh, hallelujah. People, I tell God for His grace. Hallelujah. I didn't come here because man put me in there. I didn't come here because somebody joined me in there. I come here because God had a seed down that could come under the influence of this atmosphere. Hallelujah. All we needed was the atmosphere. All that seed needed is the right atmosphere. Oh, hallelujah. Put it in there. You can put it on a stone. It might, the sun might make it grow, but it won't have no roots in it. But you put the seed in the right kind of ground. Oh, there's going to be a revival take place. Hallelujah. There's going to be something take place. Here she was. Here go the atmosphere. That divine atmosphere was in him. Oh, she didn't need to get in the presence of the sun. Hallelujah. She walks in there. He said, woman. She turned around and looked. What you doing? I know you ain't talking to me. He said, yeah, you the one. Hey, buddy, you're on the wrong side of town. Hallelujah. This is the south side right here. And Jesus says here, give me a drink. Hallelujah. Begin to talk to him. I'm just going to paraphrase here. She, yeah, you ain't got nothing to draw with the well today. Then Jesus goes into the revelation of the atmosphere. If you know the gift of God, you would ask me of a drink, and I would give you water, that you would not have to come here to draw no more or thirst again. Give me all this water. Where did that come from? Yeah. Where did that come from? Light was hitting the seeds. Yeah. Hallelujah. Something was responding back to God. Oh, hallelujah, church. That's why you're here tonight. And she says to him, and we find her as they begin to talk, Jesus began to go down there and that seed began to uncover her life. He didn't uncover the way we would have covered him. That lady, that woman, look at you. Look how you dress. You need a cleaner. You need to do this. You need to stop what you're doing. First, you got to catch a fish before you clean it. That's what it is. We're too much trying to get them. Hey, man, take this off. Take it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Let them come the way they are and let them sit in church under the divine atmosphere of the world. If a seed is in there, it will come to life. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we make the preacher's job hard. Because everybody got their mind up. What brother Dunn ain't said nothing about that woman back there in the big hurry. I don't understand. He ought to hit that. Who y'all, who told you to tell him what to preach? Hallelujah. That's how people say today. They got, I said today everybody preaching. Hallelujah. Preacher don't preach. Man, and brother Dunn said something I don't like. Let me straighten this out on Facebook. We'll give you the authority. You're going to get in Sarah in trouble just like Mary did with Moses. Hallelujah. If he's off the word a little, you need a prayer. Say, Lord, help my pastor to stay in line with the word. Don't go trying to correct him. Sometimes the pastor, God allow a pastor to say something just to get rid of you. Amen. I don't know how I got on that, but anyway, here Jesus was. Getting this one, she got delivered. Demons began to leave. That racial demon she had. It was a racial demon. But you can't make it to heaven with one of them. I tell you, you cannot make it to heaven with a racial demon. Oh, yes, you said, Brother Jewel, don't come talking about that. Hallelujah. Your prophet had to meet God. Your prophet said, I thought I was a little better than them. But I was passing a past a little barroom where the Holy Ghost was moving there. And the Holy Ghost come to the brother, said, that little old color church in there, I want you to go in there and get the Holy Ghost. By the time he went in there, the Holy Ghost got all over here, people. You got to be right with God. I don't care where we come from. I don't care what race we are. We got to have the Holy Ghost. He got rid of that demon. Then he got rid of all those lust devils that she had. Then the chief devil stepped out. That religious one. It's time for church now. Let me put on my white wig. How you doing? Yeah. She better not get in my face no more. That religious devil. That's a powerful devil that we got to deal with. Religious. All of a sudden she get religious. Our father Jacob dug this well. Hallelujah. And you said Jerusalem is the place we ought to worship. Hallelujah. She thought she had something. Jesus said, woman, get a life. Your father Jacob dug this well and you had all your intellectual knowledge. What did it do for your soul? Knowing this message by intellectualism will not save your soul. The people that left the message, all they had was head knowledge. Head knowledge. And that's something that can be, is that something that's temporal? You can change with knowledge. You know, one day you might like chicken, the next day you might like pork chop. But I like chicken all the time, so I'm not planning on changing. But here she was. Jesus had to change. He said, it's coming a time, and now is, that you're not going to worship the Father in this mountain or another in Jerusalem, but you're going to worship the Father in spirit and truth. That's what the divine atmosphere be. Where the word of God is, that is true. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Atmosphere. Now it was a seed that Mary had too. It needed an atmosphere. She was the right vessel. She was the right oven. It's time for God to make some bread. Hallelujah. He wanted Mary to know this bread didn't come from man. This bread come out of heaven. Hallelujah. In other words, so Mary, here she was. She coming. Angel Lord stepped into the atmosphere. She was in heaven. And all he says to Mary, fear not. Amen. Every time that angel come in our presence, hallelujah, why he changed, he breaks the power of fear. That fallen demon, he takes control of it. Fear not. I am the first and I'm the last. He conquered fear. And then he says to Mary, you are highly favored. Amen. You are highly favored. Yes, you found grace with God. And you was not even looking for God. Right. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. I wasn't looking for him neither, sister. But I found grace for him. Hallelujah. We didn't go looking for God. But grace was there. Hallelujah. Mary, you found favor with God. Then he goes to talk to Mary. He's trying to bring her in contact with this atmosphere. He says it because remember, God don't force his way on nobody. He was not going to commit a statutory crime against Mary. He wanted to be free more agency. Let thy will, Lord. So here she was. He had to get Mary to open up her heart with revelation. You know, a lot of times we don't open up with revelation where we get a knowledge. Hallelujah. I got it in my head, but let it drop 18 inches. Here we are. It's 18 inches up here. It's not what God was trying to put today. He wasn't wanting to lay it on the oven. He wanted it in the oven. Yes, too many got the bread laying on the oven. They don't cook the bread. Put it in the oven. Hallelujah. I'm tired of the bread up here. Get it in the oven. And she says to him, he goes and he explains this atmosphere she's under. And he tells Mary, he said, Mary, he says, the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow thee. And you, and this holy thing that's going to be in you, he begin to go on and on. And then Mary says to him, it ain't happening. I ain't never been with a man. I'm still a virgin. She could not comprehend how this thing going to happen without knowing a man. Hallelujah. You know, she couldn't, it was just too mysterious. It never happened before. In other words, and he realized, he said, oh, she's not understanding what I'm doing. So I got to break a seal that I already done something. I'm going to let you know I got two dead sticks been laying there for a long time trying to help a baby. And her name was Elizabeth. And I'm Zachariah. Two dead sticks were laying there. But the atmosphere come down. And at this time, your cousin Elizabeth, she's pregnant with a child. Mary said, let me receive this atmosphere. Be it unto me according to thy word, Lord. Hallelujah, this divine atmosphere here. People, we need to stay right here. Because we're trying to get out of this place. How are we trying to get out of the place? Jesus was that divine atmosphere. He was that divine atmosphere. Let me read one here. Him don't prove that he was. Here goes a saint, St. Matthew 17 here. He proved that was in him. Whew. Hallelujah. No wonder Jesus can say, I can lay this life down. I can lay this body down. I can raise it up. He know what kind of atmosphere was in him. Hallelujah, in other words, here he was a man that was feeling sin. Matthew 17, he was a man that could feel what it was to weep and feel sorrow and get hungry. Hallelujah, but Matthew the 17th chapter, hallelujah, he done something here. Hallelujah, he was a man. Hallelujah, but he let us know as he stepped out that man standing in that body done something. That man ain't got no power. Hey, baby, that body come subject to the power of God. Oh, hallelujah. The power already in you. The power's already in you, church. Oh, God is trying to get the bride to recognize who she is. So the rapture can take place. Let me read right here. The Bible says here, and after 6 days, let's say 6 churches is in it, and there was no revival. All it was a dead stick laying there. Hallelujah. All it was a dead stick laying there. Here goes 6 churches with it, but we need a revival. Hallelujah. We need a revival. After 6 churches is in it, what did we get in the 7th church? A white wig. Hallelujah. A white wig come. Not just as come here. It was not a white wig. They said, well, that was a cloud. No, the cloud. It was more than a cloud. It was all we would have had was a cloud. We wouldn't have nothing to stand on. But it had a voice. Yeah. Hallelujah. It had a voice. Yeah. Hallelujah. After 6 days, he taken Peter and James and John, his brother, and bringing them up into a what kind of mountain? Hallelujah. Why? Eagles need to be in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Eagles need to be in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. I'm tired of living down here. Hey, come up high here, church. Hallelujah. Get out of that valley that you've been walking around in. Wildly, wildly, woo. I've been in the message for 40 years. And I don't see nothing happening. You ain't going to see nothing down there. The power's on the mountain. How do you looking down in the valley? You ain't gonna never see nothing before. All you're gonna see is failure. All you're gonna see is people prouder than this problem. But if you ever get in the atmosphere, hallelujah, all you're gonna see is the presence of Almighty God. There's your kind of glory all over the place. Hallelujah, she says here. And now let me get back to the scripture. And the Bible says here, the 2nd verse. And was transfigured before them. And his face did what? Whew. Well, that was that body that was weeping. That old body that was all down and broke down. Something done happened to that body. Some power on the inside. Working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Hallelujah. That's what we need. To get in contact with the power that was here. So we can see something come out. And his face did shine as the sun. And his raiment was white as snow. Maybe he walked back in that present that Adam was in. Maybe he was in that present that Adam was in. Hallelujah, everything become divine. His raiment was white as snow. Hallelujah, then all of a sudden, behold, there appeared unto them, who? And who? Hallelujah, what did he see? They witnessed the resurrection. Behold, there appeared to him under that atmosphere. Moses, a dead in Christ. Dead in Christ. Well, Moses was so dead that Satan had a report. He sent his skin worms down there. Looked in the grave. Something wrong. I killed. Hey, I ate Jacob up. I ate this up. What that body is. Let me go back here. Michael, what you done? I can't even my skin worms say they couldn't find Moses. I rebuke you, Satan. Guess he must have had a reserve for them trumpets. Here we are. Anyway, then he says here. And he says here. And Moses appeared a dead in Christ. And here go Elijah. We which were alive and remain. So now, under that revelation, under this atmosphere, is a resurrection. This atmosphere right here is bringing a resurrection. Oh, you say, what kind of resurrection? I'm saying a resurrection that one of these mornings, Brother Ken Young, he's going to step out in this realm under this atmosphere right here. It's time to go home. That day to Christ, we arrive first. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Under the power of this atmosphere. Just like everybody else, human action always want to give glory to man. It's just human action. In other words, and they got beside themselves. And I can see why they can mistake this and do this. And then the Bible says, and they appeared that in the next verse, the fourth verse, then answered Peter, the chief spokesman. Whew, man, this is powerful. And said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou willest, let us. That would they done put too many us in it and not enough him. Hallelujah. Let us come up with a new revelation. All you got to do is have a take and you can make the rapture. I believe you can make the rapture if that's all you got. But you got to take that seed and plant it to get corn. And let me say here, everybody walk around with a seed in their pocket. Oh boy, I got the seed right here. It's going to be cornflakes. Keep it in your hand. If you don't plant it, it ain't going to be no revival. Hey, well, that seed, I believe that we got to have the tape, which is the prophet said, but to have the tape and just say, that's all we got. We don't need a live ministry. You are under the delusion by the devil. He said, Brother Jewel, you better not say that, but it's the truth anyway. Yes, if I'm wrong, then you better go and tell some Paul when he preached Matthew Hebrews 11, Hebrews 10, and verse 26 through 25, that Paul missed the revelation. Because when Paul told him, if we sin willfully, how do we receive the knowledge of the truth? If you break that word down, that means a knowledge. God gives the knowledge is a prophet. Amen. Then he goes right to Moses. Your message better have skin on it. If it do, you ain't doing it but wandering around the mountain. Now let me, I don't know how I got on that, but we're going to say it anyway. Time period here, because I'm right here, because everybody here, let me just finish this out real quick. I ain't going to keep you much longer than this. And he says, then after Peter said unto him, is it good for us to be here? Therefore, will thou let us here three tabernacles, make here three tabernacles. One for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Wow! They yet spoken. The thunders broke. Hallelujah. The thunders broke while it was in his mindset. Hallelujah. Hear the word. Here he was. He said, a loud clap inside. The voice, a voice broke. He said, while they yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed. Where? What did it do? It brought them in the atmosphere of resurrection. Hallelujah. They need to come up a little higher. Hallelujah. Because they were still down on the earth. They were still looking at something on the earth. But he said, this is not an earthly. Hallelujah. This is on a mountain. Hallelujah. This is a rapture revelation. Hallelujah. He was carrying them into the rapture. Come up a little higher. And a cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a what come out of it? What good to have a cloud walk around without a voice? A voice come out of it, out of the cloud. and said, "This is my beloved son who I am well pleased. Hear ye him." That same voice is still sounding today. Brother Brandon said, "It's not my voice. Hear ye him. It's not my voice." Hallelujah, Jesus. We want to take this here. In other words, under that revelation right there is what we're trying to get back to. We're trying to escape the corruption of this world. Hallelujah. We tried it years ago. We thought we could escape under the horse and buggy. We didn't have enough power to get out of here. Even though it was to take you back to my boot and my shadow. You need more than a horse to get out of here now. You put a horse on 85 and see what happens. It ain't enough power. Then it come up with the automobile. Whew, man, you got some automobiles with nothing about. Run, buddy. Ferraris, BMWs, them things. Man, I be going down the road. Sometimes somebody pass me in a BMW. I'm thinking my car cut off. But it ain't enough power. It ain't enough power to get it off this atmosphere right here. It's good for the horse and buggy day. It's good for the automobile. Then the airplane. You talking about power. Oh boy, you hit that arrow and you be up there, you looking down. I be looking down sometime over the Grand Canyon. I said, wow. It ain't nothing like this. This is bad. This is beyond. You said, Brother Jewel, but only the airplane. It'll get so far. And after a while, it'll start rocking. Hallelujah. It can't break through the sound barrier. It can't break through the atmosphere, brother. Hallelujah. But here, they come up with another instrument called a rocket. It's time to blast off. It's time to leave this earth world behind and move into another atmosphere, church. That's what he come to do. To carry us up a little higher into another atmosphere. I'm going to try to finish y'all this night because I know this is a kind of a Sunday morning type service, but we hit the high points. You know, we had the lion, Paul, under his anointing. God released the lion, anointing. Powerful beast. Real powerful. And I'm telling you, a lion is powerful. Don't mistake him. He can be killed, but there's nothing out there he can't kill. If he get the ups on, he'll kill it. In other words, so, you know, he's one of God's powerful beasts. Hallelujah. That anointing and boldness. A lion is bold. I seen a clip on the internet. They were trying to kill a lion, shooting the thing to death. The thing still charged him. He said, "You ain't gonna touch me. I ain't bagging up for nobody." Hallelujah. We need that same anointing in our spirit. Hallelujah. We need a spirit like a lion that we don't say, "It ain't nobody gonna turn me around. I done made up my mind. I'm going all the way with God. I don't care how many fall to the left. I don't care how many fall to the right. My mind is made up. I'm going all the way with Jesus." Then we had the ox anointing. It was a powerful beast. It was a piece of scrint. It was a burden. It was a great anointing in his day, the ox. Then we moved into the man, and the man wise. The lion might be smart, the ox might be smart, but there's nothing smarter than the man. I tell you what, that's why them lions, they know if a man come in the woods, we got to do something because he will kill us. And how will he kill him? By wisdom. He killed the other beasts by wisdom because he can think a different way. What he'll do, he'll learn his pattern. He'll learn how to, I talked to some of the Eskimo brother. I say, what about going out here killing, about going hunting over here and do this? In other words, what about the polar bear? He said, "Man, you better know what you're doing or you'll be a chocolate milkshake." I told him, "No thanks, I would not be going with you." It's the truth anyway, you better know what you're doing. I tried to tell one guy about, I said, they told me, I said, if a grizzly bear attack you, you pick up a switch and hit him on the nose. He said, "I want to be filming that when you do it." You better not believe everything people tell you. But the man is smart. Wisdom. That was a powerful anointing. Wisdom of man was a powerful anointing. But the point of it was, all those anointings that fell, it was on the earth. They were still earthbound. Hallelujah. In other words, even though he could kill, he can take, he can do this on earth, the lion can dominate the earth. But what about the atmosphere? Hallelujah. We've been under the anointing of the earth too long. It's time to come up a little higher now. Hallelujah. So when God got ready to take us into flight, he tells us where the ox can't go. He tells us where the man can't go. He tells us in the atmosphere that nothing can go but an eagle. Hallelujah. It's time for battle now. When it's time for battle now, this is no longer an earthly battle. We take it to the atmosphere, the battle. Oh, hallelujah. We're finishing this battle up in the atmosphere. He says, I notice when an eagle go down and get his prey. Let's say he tackles a serpent. He goes down and he grabs that earthbound. Serpent power is on the earth. You go into Africa and a black mama come after you. What you going to do? What I'm going to do, I'm going to say, Lord, help me. Because this is going to be one bad sight if you don't do a miracle. I believe I'll take the lion. At least it's over real quick. Here he is. You know what I'm saying? And people are scared of death of snakes. Even if they're not poison. Half the time they die for overexhaustion. Bit by a green snake. Poop. That's how powerful fear is. I mean, fear will kill you, people. I mean, this is the truth. I had a friend of mine, a real close friend of mine. He goes to school and he has a rubber snake, brother, doesn't he? And he walks into his teacher and he throws it on his teacher, scares the man so bad that the man went home that night and died with a heart attack. Oh, my. That's how powerful fear is. Yeah. Yeah. That's how powerful something on the earth can be. Yeah. That serpent on the earth had power. Right. Hallelujah. But God shut an eagle down. Pick that serpent up. And he makes that serpent lose his ability, his power on the earth. And when he got that serpent up there, he had no power. When the eagle take that serpent in the air, that serpent is powerless. Amen. The eagle drops him, and that serpent goes down the wall. Then he run and pick him up again. Hallelujah. He has no power as long as they ain't that what I'm trying to say here. But all the sickness, all the demons that serve God, they have no power. God taking the body to heaven for drop that spirit. It has no power. Amen. Hallelujah. People, we need to get in this realm. I'm going to get out of this earth. People, we see all this falling away. It do not disappoint me at all. If it was not happening, then the scripture would be wrote wrong. What happened to the people that falling away? They never got into the atmosphere. What they was falling, Brother Brandon. What was Joshua falling? Moses' message. Joshua was not looking back there. Moses did this wrong. Moses spoke to the rock. He done this. Moses got mad at him. Joshua said, let me meditate day and night. Let me lay in the presence of this word. Hallelujah. I'm going to put skin on Moses' message. Hallelujah. He had the book. Hallelujah. He took the book. And the book gave him ability to take the land. People, get your mind off of mistakes. Brother Donnie made a mistake. What if he not God? Brother Jewel made a mistake. I'm not God. Hallelujah. But if I made a mistake and God know my heart, brother, it's a God of wink you had that. Hallelujah, people, we need to get our mind on this, on what God doing right now. What power to come? What power to pull you out of the drug houses? God didn't rehab you. He delivered you. Amen. And the musicians come tonight. I was bound by needles. And I realized it. I realize that this demon of drugs has got me in bondage. And I didn't know how to get out of that prison. All I know, I'm locked up. I tried to quit this habit. I try to stop it. Sometimes I make it 2 weeks and that demon begin to come alive and begin to eat and eat. I said, I can't take it no more. And I go back into that prison house. Hallelujah. I go right back into that prison house. But I needed something. I needed an atmosphere. I didn't need a rehab. God don't rehab devils. Well, you always going to have high blood pressure. And that's the biggest rehab it is. People get used to saying that. Well, that's the way it is. I'm going to always have high blood pressure. No, I'm not. You think I'm going to sign for a box of rattlesnake? Take it in the air. Take it to your presence of Almighty God. Say, Lord, you say by your strength, not by what they say. I believe what the doctors say. Now, I mean, I'm not putting doctors and stuff down. But I don't have to sign for it. And you say, brother, I don't do what they say. They don't pay your money. I'm not going to be there to go and pay a man $2,000 and not go and do what he say. You crazy. $2,000 my money. I'm doing what he said. But I'm doing it with faith. I'm saying, Lord, you said I'm healed. I don't have to accept this thing. I'm going to do it. But I believe by the Holy Ghost that my body will obey the word. But they had me in that drugs prison. Couldn't get loose. I tried so many times. My house, everything was in my house was sold. Just to try to, everything I had was gone. And that demon was beating me. I said, Lord, I said, what? I can't do this. I can't go no longer like this. Sitting there one day, he had my little boy. He was 2 years old. Had a joint. He was one in so many months. I blown him a shotgun. You guys have been there. And all of a sudden, Holy Spirit say, it had to be God, the devil, going to teach you this. Say, you going to kill your son just like you. I got up. I said, God, I can't take it no more. I said, I just can't take it. So I said, it's time for me. If it's a real God, I need to meet this God. Amen. I done tried going to these churches. I got to the point, I think, it ain't nothing but a bunch of joke. I went yesterday to try to, let me, I'm going to finish this up. But I went yesterday to try to find me a good book to read. I went through, I seen all these Stanley and all, and Joel and all those guys. I ain't want to put them guys down there probably doing their best. All I can see was psychology. Then I got Smith Wigglesworth. I got something real. I said, this man met God. Hallelujah. You get somebody to meet God. He wasn't talking psychology. He was talking about atmosphere. Hallelujah. But I said, Lord, I got there and I went down in the woods. I got on my knees and I prayed a simple prayer. Young person, it's not how loud. It's not how hard. It's just from your heart. A simple prayer with all you got within. I said, Lord, I said, if you be real, I said, would you deliver me from these drugs? Deliver me from these needles and these habits that got me bound. I said, Lord, I'll serve you with all my heart. I said, Lord, please give me that. I got up. He said, what do you feel? What you think I feel? Absolutely nothing. I didn't feel no chill bumps. I didn't feel nothing running down my back. I just got up. All I did is say the prayer. What you do? Went home, got me another Budweiser and smoked me another joint. All I knew is what I asked God. It was out of my hand. A week from that day, that was on a Thursday evening, I went to work that night. The atmosphere changed. While I was on my job, the atmosphere changed. Something began to overshadow me. And I heard a voice say, I have come down to deliver you from everything. Hallelujah. I never had that happen before, sis. I never had that happen before. And all of a sudden here, I'm thinking in my mind, what in the world is going on? Now I'm kind of reasoning a little bit. I just heard something speaking the inside of me. Hallelujah. Lord, this might be a flashback. The devil trying to tell me it was a flashback. People already told me about, you know, all this stuff. And I'm trying to reason it out. But this thing starts saying, I have come down. I want you to repent in the morning. I'm going to deliver you from everything. Hallelujah. In other words, about 2 o'clock, that was 11 o'clock at night when I walked on my job. Hallelujah. 12 o'clock, the Holy Spirit come in. 3 o'clock in the morning, I walked out to that preacher. I said, Pastor, I don't know what's going on. I said, but something on the inside of me is telling me to go to your church and repent in the morning. I said, I'm going to go. He said, sir, he said, when I get off, he said, we're going. How do we got off at 7 o'clock that morning? We went right down to his church. I said, Pastor, I said, how do I pray? I said, I don't really know how to talk to God. He said, you just pour out your heart. I ask God to forgive you for sinning. You know how he went through that. He said, just do that. And I did. I did. I got down there. I was praying. I said, Lord, take this from me. All of a sudden, the atmosphere came. A power, Holy Ghost. Something went out of my body. I jumped up. I'm running all over the church. Hallelujah. Then what happened? It was the atmosphere of the divine power of God. Oh. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about rehab. I'm talking about the atmosphere. 1982. This month right here was 34 years by God's grace. Hallelujah. By God's grace. What 34 years this month right here. Must have atmosphere in this message. If God could deliver from drugs, God could deliver from any spirit, any habit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We sang a song. Hallelujah. As we get ready to close. Maybe somebody lead that song. We're standing on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. Hallelujah. People, we got to realize we are standing on holy ground. We are standing in the presence of God. Hallelujah, not even sickness, diseases. My wife checked my blood pressure the other night. And she told me, she said, she was so nervous. She said, your blood pressure real high. She said, what you going to do? I said, first thing I'm going to do, I'm not going to fear that rattlesnake. I said, that's number one. I'm not going to put no fear on this thing. I said, I'm going to try to do something to better it. I'm going to try to do something to help myself. But I'm not going to get a spirit of fear on me over this demon. Hallelujah, she said, okay, she done got real concerned. And she should be concerned. And I'm concerned. You know, I don't want to go and leave my grandkids. But I do know if this prophet was a true prophet, he did say these words. Satan cannot take a God man as long as God dealing with him. He might try to destroy his body, but we got a heavenly father that got a commission to be done. Hallelujah, people that are revival here. We needed one in America. Brother told me a while back, you know, he said, you need to be a real missionary and go overseas. I said, well, I said, I'm doing what God called me to do. Brother said, anywhere they need it is America. They need it real bad now. People's the devil fighting. People's here, they're blowing their brains out. Spirits of depression is taking over the people and they don't know what to do. But the point of it is, what's wrong? We need to be called up in this atmosphere right here. Hallelujah. That's why we need to come to church. You come to church with depression on your mind. You come to church worried, and all of a sudden Brother Dunny begin to preach a powerful message and it leaves you. What happened? You were in the atmosphere. That dead stick cannot stay in his presence. God bless you. We are standing on holy ground. I'm getting ready to close. If anybody have a need, I always get an opportunity. I've been marked as a March 16 preacher. And then one time my brother just sent me a tape and re-blasted me. But he go to the doctor. They go to the doctor. I said, I'd rather trust God. I done seen God do too many things to doubt now. Hallelujah. I done seen God do too many things to doubt. Hallelujah. In other words, God is still moving people. But it's just the atmosphere. God trying to get somebody. Somebody to just lose their mind and say, God, it's you. Hallelujah. Your mind is going to reason everything that God says. But once you get in this atmosphere, it ain't no more what my mind says. It's what God says. Jesus stood down there at Gethsemane and Satan came to his human mind, his human ability. There's a war going on. Don't die, Jesus. You know what the pain is. Try to pass this cup.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Father, if it be possible, will you let this cup pass? Oh, no. Not as I will, but as thou willest. What did he do? He changed the atmosphere. Hallelujah. He so changed the atmosphere. Because we need to go back to that divine atmosphere. He conquered death, grave, and hell. He let us know he come out on Easter morning. He's made a statement he never made. He's made a statement that he never talked about. He raised up and said, all power had conquered. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. I have the keys of death and hell in my hand. It was time for Advent for a change. It's time to leave the earth. Y'all go to that room and tarry till you be due with power to a new atmosphere. And the Bible says, there come a sound from heaven, an atmosphere, like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house. When it did, the power of the Holy Ghost jumped on. All fear was gone. All fear was gone. And they sang that this evening. We are standing on holy ground. May God bless you. If anybody do have a need, I'll give you that opportunity.
We are standing on holy ground.
Oh, hallelujah! We are standing.
And I know there are angels. All around, let us praise, let us praise. We are standing in His presence. On holy ground, we are standing on holy ground, and I know. There are angels all around. Let us,
Jesus,
we are standing on holy ground. Oh, we are standing on holy ground, and right now.
She was a virgin bride to be. And one night as she lay quietly, the Spirit of the Lord overshadowed her and said that you'll conceive a child when sin cannot defile. And she said, be it unto me according to thy word. And she darkness, we have come. Believe this vindicated word that we all have heard, and I can see it being born in you. Now if this word could be formed in Mary, then I believe it can be born in you and me. She was a virgin bride to be. Said that you'll conceive a child that sin cannot defile. What did she say? And she said, be it unto me, Lord, according to thy word. And she away, and she pondered them deep down in her heart. She believed in God when he said that something new was going to start. Now
if this word could be for Mary, then I believe it can be born in you.
With the Holy Ghost. Look at me, sis. Had you been baptized? And you been trying to get the Holy Ghost? Well, right now, God gonna give you the Holy Ghost. You're doubters. The devil gonna try to tell you you ain't got it. But this night, you telling the devil, I'm in the atmosphere. The Holy Ghost is mine. Satan! You're a lie to her mind. She gonna receive the Holy Ghost. Lord, give her the Holy Ghost. Fill her, Lord. Lord, let her overcome. Let her stand, Lord. You claim it right now.
Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. Hallelujah, he is here, amen, he is here, holy, holy, I will bless his name. Touch him, you will never be the same. He is
Jesus. Let's pray together. Oh, Heavenly Father, we know, Lord, the right kind of atmosphere is what brings change. Lord, I pray tonight, we believe in the presence of the supernatural. You can create, you can move, you can speak, you can heal, you can deliver. Oh Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, may you anoint our faith for whatever we have need of tonight. And Carol was talking about it yesterday. I told her, I believe
if a person will remain teachable and changeable all of their life, there will be absolutely nothing that can ever stand before that individual. As long as we can be taught by the presence of God and corrected when we are wrong and changeable by your word and changeable by your spirit, there is nothing Satan can ever put before us that will ever defeat us. Oh, Jesus, we love you tonight, Lord. We thank you for your presence. Thank you for the atmosphere of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lamb of God, we know this is what we need in order to bring us to that great change that lays before us. Lord, we know it takes more than just coming into the atmosphere and leaving and going back out the same way. But there must be part of that that gets inside of our being. Grant it tonight, I pray, Lord. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your prophet has taught us what makes that atmosphere around us is the kind of music we listen to. What we think about, what we talk about, that's what creates that atmosphere. Lord, may we not just leave out here tonight and say, boy, that was so good tonight. But may we know and understand we can have a portion of this as our own personal property every day of our lives. And then when church comes around, Lord, there's no telling what you'll do when we get these licks of fire together. Praise God. Praise God. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah. Lord God Almighty, which is and which was and which is to come. We adore you tonight, blessed God. We magnify you, Father. You are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your holy name, Father. Can we just raise our hands and just give him a wave offering before we go? Oh my, it's been so good to be in his presence. Aren't you glad this ain't something that you just come into and have to leave here in the building? You can take it home with you tonight. This atmosphere, this divine presence of Almighty God, it can go home with you, it can go to work with you tomorrow, it can go to school with you, it can go to class with you. It can be yours forever. Your own personal possession. The presence of the Almighty God. We adore you, Lord. We bless your name. We exalt you tonight, living God. Our resurrected Savior, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise your holy name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. I bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're not a God that was. You're not a God that used to be. But you're the same right here tonight that you ever was. Hallelujah. Your supernatural powers manifested itself among us. And we thank you for it tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your blessed, holy, righteous name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. May we say it as Mary said it so many, many years ago. Be it unto me according to thy word. I wonder when the angel spoke to her, when she quoted back her position and said, how can this thing be, seeing I've never known a man? Was she even contemplating? Was she even thinking? Was it premeditated? When she said that, she identified herself as Isaiah 7:14. A virgin shall conceive. She found where it was written of her. She was foreordained from the foundation of the world. Free moral agency kicked in. What was it? Hallelujah. Be it unto me according to thy word. Her name was written in the book. It was in mystery form. But she found that place that was written of herself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Jesus. May it come that way tonight. May we find ourselves written in the word. And may we say, be it unto me according to thy word. Glory be to God. May your word be fulfilled in us of this hour, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise be to God. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for passing by this way tonight, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence, for this wonderful atmosphere. Go with your children now, Lord. Bring us back again at the appointed time. We'll always, forever, forever and ever give you praise and honor and adoration, Lord God. For you are worthy, Lord. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many can say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the great King? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Father. Brother Joel, thank you as we prepare to go. Turn around and shake somebody's hand. Tell them it's been good to be in the house of the Lord.
Praise be to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Everything I give to you.
Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Withholding nothing.
Grant it, Lord Jesus.
Withholding nothing.
Yes, Father.
Withholding nothing.
Oh, grant it, Lord.
Yes. Withholding nothing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I surrender all,
yes,
to you.
God bless you, saints. You're dismissed. In the name of
the everything Lord. I give to you. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. I give myself.